This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes and to study with us for a little while today on the subject, Men Can Be Saved by Believing and Obeying the Bible, without believing and obeying any other book. We have already pointed out in considering this matter the fact that the Bible is inerrant. It does not make mistakes. You can depend upon it. It tells the truth. Since it is the Word of God, and since God doesn't lie, there are no lies, there are no falsehoods, there are no errors in the Bible. We've also pointed out that the Bible is inspired. It comes from God. The writers of the Bible were inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Bible is not a human document, it is a divine document. In the third place, we pointed out that it's authoritative. You must have Bible authority for what you do in religion in order to be pleasing to God. Then in the fourth place, we began to study the point that the Bible is complete or all-sufficient, and by certain general statements we have shown that the Bible makes the claim of being all-sufficient. Then we've pointed out that the Bible is all-sufficient spiritually. It is all-sufficient metaphysically to explain ultimate reality. It's sufficient to tell us everything we need to know to be saved, to tell us how to live the Christian life, to gain peace of mind, to gain peace and joy and happiness. It's all sufficient morally to show man the ultimate or objective standard by which he must measure his conduct, to corroborate the fact that there is real right and real wrong. It's all sufficient spiritually to give man the information he needs to understand his own lost condition in sin and how to be saved from that sin. Now, in the remainder of our study on this point, we'll be talking about this point, that the Bible is all sufficient spiritually to give man the information he needs to understand his own lost condition in sin and what to do in order to be saved from that sin. So first of all then, from that point, I want to point out that the Bible is all sufficient to show one what to do to be saved from past or alien sins. Now, by alien sins, I mean the sins that are committed before one becomes a child of God, before he is born again, before he is baptized into Christ, or simply before he becomes a child of God or a Christian. Under that, we make clear, first of all, that the Bible makes clear that all responsible persons are guilty of sin. Isaiah 53 and verse 6, Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Causing the sinner thus separated to face everlasting punishment in hell if he is not saved from his sins by the blood of Christ. The Apostle Paul made clear in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, that the wages of sin is death. In other words, what one actually earns by his sin is death. Sometimes as people read about the love and compassion and mercy and grace of God, they conclude that God is going to save everybody. Now it's clear from Titus chapter 2 and verse 11 that God wants to save everybody, that he offers to save everybody, that he has made it available to everybody to be saved by the gift of his Son. Paul said, "The grace of God hath appeared, bringing salvation to all men." But Jesus also made clear that not everybody is going to be saved. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, he said, "Enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. But narrow is the gate, and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." And so you see, the Bible makes clear that while God loves everybody and wants everybody to be saved and makes salvation available to all, not everybody is going to be saved because not everybody is going to accept the gospel. Not everybody is going to believe the gospel. Not everybody is going to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And Jesus made clear that those who do not believe the gospel will be damned. Matthew or Mark chapter 16. Verse 16. And Paul made clear in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 9, that every person that does not obey the gospel will be lost. The Bible makes clear that if one will believe in the one true God, Hebrews 11 and 6, and in his Son, Jesus Christ, John chapter 17 and verse 3, John chapter 20, 30 and 31, and will believe the gospel, repent of his sins, and obey the Lord in being baptized, he will be saved from his sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue our study of the fact that those who believe and obey the Bible will be saved.